DMAC Carroll Campus, Pepsi Cola Bottlers of Carroll, Mackey Motors, Stein Seed, Uptown Sporting Goods, and Roselle Mutual. Let's get to the scores with your host, Nathan Combs.
Welcome to the New Way Forward Scoreboard Show, and it is not Nathan Combs. It's better. It's the legend, Lonnie Miller, joined here by Jeff Honnold. How are you, Lon Dog?
I'm awesome. How are you?
We're back. It's been a while since we've done this show. I had to get a refresher course how to run this place.
Seems like forever.
Yeah, it's been fun being back in here. Heck of a week three. Some big scores out there. Some teams probably not very happy with themselves tonight. Other teams, boy, you know, you look at Audubon and Coon Rapids Baird, they have to be really happy with the way their scores have turned out.
Oh, big victories for those two teams tonight. Yep, that was awesome wins.
Well, we're still struggling to get some scores, but we're going to go ahead and get started. And, Lonnie, I'll take the easy one. We're going to go Class 3A District 2, Carroll and Harlan. Harlan wins 34-21. Just an update for you, Carroll will take on Fort Dodge, and they won 28-21 over Indianola. Go ahead and take Class 2A if you'd like.
Yeah, 2A District 9, Glenwood over Kemper tonight, 47-6. It was OA BCIG 64, Cherokee 19. Green County 48, Saydale 7. Clarinda beats Atlantic 34-20. Clark Osceola beats Red Oak 34-27. And Trainer victorious over Shenandoah 49-20.
Class 1A District 2. It was South Central Calhoun 31, IKM Manning 0. We'll hear from Coach Brian Case of South Central here in a little bit. Van Meter 42, Madrid 0. It was St. Edmunds all over Eagle Grove 40-8. Des Moines Christian 50, Ogden 14. Pocahontas Area 31, Northwest Webster 0. And we're still waiting on the Woodward Granger South Hamilton score. Lonnie, you got 1A.
Yeah, 1A District 9. Got a couple scores for you. East Sac gets a victory tonight over Ridgeview, 35-8. Tri-Center loses to Underwood, 49-33. Still waiting for a couple other scores in that district there.
Class A, District 2, IKM Manning. That's their district. Sioux Central, beat Akron Westfield, the defending state champs, 29-0. And South O'Brien, 15, Alta Aurelia, 0. Eight-man action. Eight-man, District 1, I'm going to take this one, Lonnie, since you've been doing all the hard work tonight. West Bend Mallard beats Arweva 52-20. Harris Lake Park, 49, River Valley, 6. It was Remsen St. Mary, 61, Kingsley Pearson, 2. Newell Fonda, 56, Siouxland, 0.
And eight-man, District 8, huge victory for the Wheelers tonight over Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton, 48-6. It was Coon Rapids Baird, big victory over Woodbine, 62-49 the final there. Caminita Downs Glidden Ralston giving them their first loss of the season, 56-14, and still waiting to get a final score on the Boyer Valley-West Harrison matchup.
Well, Lonnie was able to catch up while I was doing scores with Coach Case from South Central Calhoun. We'll hear that interview now.
Joined here right now by the head coach of the South Central Calhoun Titans, Brian Case, as they take victory tonight at home against the Wolves, 31-0. And, Coach, congratulations. You go to 3-0 on the season. How do you think overall your performance was this evening?
Well, thanks, Lonnie. You know we're going to take the 31-0 victory, no question about that, against that perennial power in IKM Manning. It's just always a well-coached football team, a team that always plays hard and so forth. But, we felt really good, especially after the first quarter. You know, I think we were up 21-0 after the first quarter. And about 9:15 mark of the second quarter, we were up 28-0. So we were feeling pretty good at that point. And then from that point on, it just seemed like we just kind of went through the motions, and we had a lot of uncharacteristic mistakes. We had a lot of penalties. It just seemed like we had lack of focus, lack of discipline from that point on. But to begin the game, I thought our kids played lights out. After that, not so much.
So let's go back and recap that first quarter. How did it get started? Let's talk about some of the scoring drives that you guys had.
Well, right away in the first quarter, we went down and we played defense. We deferred. We stopped them in three and out, got the ball back, marched it right down the field. Just a little over 8 minutes to go in the first quarter. Cole Corey found Daniel Stevens in the back of the end zone in the 10-yard pass to make it 7-0 after Dane Newbaum's PAT. And then 4 minutes later, we were back in the end zone again. Blake McAllister had a 61-yard run. I think that was a one-play drive. We ended up scoring there to make it 14-0. You know, not even three minutes later, it looks like 1:41 left in the first. Brennan Holder ended up on breaking away with a 42-yard run with Zane Newbaum's kick to make it 21-0 at the end of the first quarter. So, you know, we had things going, and we were throwing the ball well. We were running the ball well. We were executing. We were playing very well defensively. And we kept on doing that all the way through, about the first 3-4 minutes of the second quarter.
And so 21-0, you put another score in there to make it 28-0 and a half. How did you score those 7 points in the second quarter?
Well, in the second quarter, again, about the 9:15 mark in the second quarter, Jordan Kamani-Vong had a 3-yard run. So it was just kind of methodical, moved the ball down the field, you know, both run pass, both with our spread set and our full house tee, and just ended up punching it in off of our full house tee set. So, yeah, make it 28-0 at the 9-minute mark of the second quarter. And then after that, we just kind of held on.
And so that second half, you talk about those mistakes. Was it just maybe some penalties, or was it turnovers that you had in the second half?
Well, yeah, we put the ball on the ground once, so we lost the one fumble there. But, we ended up having 10 penalties on the night for over 70 yards. And some of those were, they negated a score, or they negated a big gain here and there. And we still had almost close to 500 yards of offense, and we only gave up 62 yards of offense to Ikey and Manning. So we did some things really well, especially, like I said, in that first quarter and about halfway through the second quarter. But after that, we didn't execute very well. And that was actually our word of the week. So we failed on that part of it, to be honest with you. And I think that we actually took a step backwards in the second half. You know, you got to credit Ikey and Manning as well. I mean, they played hard. Every single play, like I said, they're well coached, and they're just a team that just kind of gets after it. So, we got to find a way to move forward off of this one. You know, we're happy with the 31-0 victory, but we know that we could be a lot better.
Yeah, overall, you got to be pleased with the shutout victory, 31-0. But let's take a look at next week, Coach. You travel, you play at Southeast Valley. You got any insight on that matchup next Friday?
You know, we've played Southeast Valley a number of times over the years. We happened to get them at home last year. I think we were only up 6-0, and we ended up winning. I think it was 44-6 or something like that last year. So, you know, things kind of went well for us. I think that basically in the second half of that fourth game last year is when our kids just kind of started gelling. We're hoping that that's going to happen again this year. I don't know what they did tonight. I'm assuming that they won their homecoming game, but I'm not for sure. You know, if they won, that's two undefeated teams going at each other over at Gowrie. So we know we're going to have our hands full with these guys. I mean, they're going to send an awful lot of pressure at us again from the defensive side of it and offensively. They like to run a pro eye, slot eye, and just get their tailback the ball and let him go. I know they got a sophomore tailback over there that's pretty dang good, and they've got a quarterback that's back for his third year. So we're going to have our hands full with these guys. There's no question about that. And then you've got a kid up front that is only a sophomore, but he's already committed to the University of Iowa, and the Aaron Graves kid. And you've got Chase Sweeter, that's another 6'4 kid that's playing tight end and defensive end for them. That's absolutely huge. So, yeah, we're just going to have to go over, and we're going to have to execute, and we're going to have to do the things that we're capable of doing in order to give ourselves a chance to win this ballgame.
All right, Coach. As always, thank you for joining us tonight here on the Scoreboard Show, and continued success in the season. Good luck next Friday.
Well, thanks, Lonnie. I appreciate your time.
Again, everybody, that was head coach Brian Case of the South Central Calhoun Titans as they take a 31-0 victory over the ICAM Manning Wolves tonight to go 3-0 on the season.
The DMAC Carroll campus now offers a full welding program. Manufacturing today is an efficient, high-tech operation, and welders are the backbone of the industry. Welders must learn a variety of skills and processes in several methods of joining metals to create machines, buildings, and more. Because of the ongoing high demand for skilled welders in our area, employers seek qualified, educated people who can produce products meeting quality specifications. The DMAC welding program will enable you to meet these industry standards. Start today by calling the Carroll campus at 712-792-1755. DMAC, life's calling.
I choose Stein because they are the leaders in innovation.
It's a great, great team.
The next 5 to 10 years are going to be extremely exciting around Stein Seed Company.
I choose performance.
Service.
The result. I choose Stein because Stein has yield.
True Advocates. There's no questioning the dedication and passion these people have towards Stein, a company they choose to believe in. I'm Myron Stein, and I don't take this kind of commitment for granted. I truly appreciate their choice, and it's my hope that you choose Stein too.
At Carroll Lumber, we understand the importance of working together to get the job done. The same can be said for our local area athletes. Football, volleyball, track, baseball. For the team to be successful, our kids must learn to work together. That's why we at Carroll Lumber are proud supporters of our local area athletes and sports. From Carroll to Kemper, East Sac to South Central Calhoun, we proudly support our local schools and the sports that bring our kids together. Carroll Lumber, with locations in Wall Lake, Lakeview, and Otobolt.
Being active in high school sports can help teach a young person the importance of teamwork and dedication. Hi, this is Nathan Luth. As a former student athlete, I have a passion for sports and keeping these athletes performing at their very best. It's thrilling for me to get to watch these kids on the field or court, or even when I hear their names called and think that I have played a small part in helping them enjoy this time in their lives. Remember, your body is your home, and with the help of Next Generation Chiropractic, you all have a nice place to live. Good luck to all our area athletes this season.
Alcohol and substance abuse affects millions of Americans. Supporting their recovery strengthens our families and our communities and helps other people begin their journey toward sobriety. The Recovery Center at Manning Regional Health Care Center is proud to celebrate National Recovery Month throughout September. We want to spread the message that prevention works, treatment is effective, and people recover. If you or someone you know is struggling with alcohol or drug abuse, call us at 655-2300. Recovery is possible.
Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding areas for over 50 years, and their number one goal is customer satisfaction. Whether you come in to purchase a new Chevy or Buick, or certified used vehicle from their knowledgeable staff, or get an oil change in their quick lube, a tune-up in their service department, or have some body work done in their state-of-the-art facility, you, the customer, are still their number one concern. Find new roads at Mackey Motors in Lake City, a proud supporter of all area high school athletics.
Uptown Sporting Goods, downtown Carroll, known for their wide selection of miscellaneous sports apparel and accessories. Their staff has years of experience and knowledge in the game, and they go above and beyond your service needs every time. That's their game plan. They make sure that each player shows up prepared to play. Uptown Sporting Goods takes great pride in helping our young athletes and furnishing them with the gear they need to perform and be successful players. Uptown Sporting Goods, proud sponsors of the area athletes, and wish each and everyone a successful year.
Well, welcome back to week three of the New Way Forward Scoreboard Show. New Way Forward down in Coon Rapids. Go say hi to my guys down there, Kyle and Mike and David Ram. Go say hi to those guys. Tell them I sent you down there. I'll probably charge you more, but, you know, it's worth a shot anyway. Week three in the books, and we'll go through the scores here quickly for you. Class 3A District 2, it was Harlan 34, Carroll 21, Gilbert 15, Boone 8, Storm Lake, 26, Humboldt, 15. Dallas Center Grimes, 7, Ballard, 0. Still waiting on the Nevada and Perry score. And Webster City, 48, Waterloo East, 32. Class 2A, District 9. It was Glenwood, 47, Kemper, 6. We got a Coach Klein interview coming up. OABCIG, 64, Cherokee, 19. Green County, 48, Sadell, 7. Atlantic, 20, Clarinda, 34. Clark Osceola 34, Red Oak 27. Shenandoah loses to Trainer 49-20. South Central Calhoun 31, Icahn Manning 0. Van Meter 42, Madrid 0. St. Edmunds 40, Eagle Grove 8. Des Moines Christian 50, Ogden 14. Pocahontas Area 31, Manson Northwest Webster 0. Still waiting on the Woodward Granger South Hamilton score. Class 1A, District 9, it was East Sac County picking up a victory, 35-8 over Ridgeview. Underwood, 49, Tri-Center, 33. Riverside falls to Missouri Valley, 55-42, waiting on West Monona and Whiting score there. Class A, District 2, that'd be the one Icahn Manning is in. It was Sioux Central, 29, Akron Westfield, defending state champions, 0. South O'Brien, 15, Alta Aurelia, 0. We get into 8-man, District 1, Arweva falls to West Bend Mallard, 52-20. Harris Lake Park, 49, River Valley, 6. It was Remsen St. Mary's, 61, Kingsley Pearson, 2. And Newell Fonda, 56, Siouxland Christian, 0. Eight-man, District 8, and this one looks like it's going to be a barn burner. Audubon, 48, Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton, 6. It was Coon Rapids Bears, 62, Woodbine, 49. Caminita, 56, Glidden Ralston, 14. And Boyer Valley, 34, West Harrison, 14. And in the studio, we have got the voice of tonight's game in the Kemper Night game, Mr. Nick Brinks.
Hey, what's up?
You know, you definitely sound better than you look.
Hey, I got to do what I got to do.
Well,
you know
I got to get those shots in when I can. I don't get to see you that often. He's a married guy now. You don't come around very often anymore.
Yeah.
So
got a home game tonight.
You know, Glenwood, we knew it was going to be a tough game coming into this one after watching what they were doing to Carroll High. So we knew they had speed. We knew they had a lot of weapons. And looks like they kind of showed that off tonight.
Yeah. Kemper ran into a brick wall, basically. And one of the problems they ran into last week was turnovers, and they showed up again tonight. And it's tough to beat a team when you turn it over 3 times, don't get any turnovers yourself, and just the speed of Glenwood. Even without the turnovers, Glenwood was probably going to cruise, but a couple of turnovers in inopportune spots took maybe another one or two touchdowns off the board for Kemper, but then their one touchdown came courtesy of a high snap on a punt. So you know you can come out in the wash on that deal, but it was a struggle from the get-go from the Knights on both sides of the ball, and not the way they wanted to start their season. I think they had a lot higher expectations than they've seen the last 2 weeks. You know, you get a nice win over St. Albert week one. You win by 3 scores. You think, okay, that's a good start. But the last 2 weeks have been difficult for the Knights. They just run into two really good teams.
I think
first
they've run
off,
into two very, very good teams. Let's go back here and look at the rankings. You
I think
look
Glenwood
at,
was 9, maybe, in 3A.
Glenwood was 9, but they're better than a 9.
Yeah.
You know, they're right in there. You got Glenwood, Sergeant Bluff, Luton, and Council Bluffs, Lewis Central, 5, 7, 9. And then you come back on the other side, you got South Central at a 6, Haywarden 1, Dyke, Van Meter, West Branch, Inwood, and South Central and Trainer right there. So, it's early.
Yep.
You know, the rankings are early, but I don't think I'd want to match up with those two back-to-back. And then, you know, Denison had a nice win tonight as well. They had a 49-21 win over Thomas Jefferson, so... not getting easier for the Knights, but, you know, they got a nice team there. I look for them to do some really good things in district, especially. But, I look for them to maybe bounce back and give Denison a little more than maybe what people think.
I think they were 1-2 last year after three games. They were maybe a little bit closer games, but, went on to win the district. So certainly the season is young. Anything can still happen. And I know I was a little frustrated after the game. I kept saying 48-6 in the post-game show because that's what the scoreboard said. But then somebody reminded me, like, hey, it was actually 47-6 because they missed the extra point on their last touchdown, but the scoreboard added it anyway. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's a good point. But you've called games. You just get in the habit of looking at the scoreboard, and you
don't
even think about it.
You know, look at me. I don't do math.
As soon as I got off the air and somebody said, oh, yeah, that last extra point was no good, I was like, you're right.
Yeah.
Well, I was looking at the scoreboard like everybody else, so people that left the game thought it was 48-6, but it was technically 47-6.
So they think your tweet's wrong, that you're correct.
I changed it. I deleted it, and I resent it.
I know, but now everybody thinks your second one's wrong because they left it. You know what? We need to thank Carol Hy-Vee for supplying food for the Norway New Way.
It was delicious. You guys saved some for me. I like it.
Yeah, Lonnie and I gave a run at it. It was chicken wings tonight. Barbecue chicken wings.
I'll finish them off.
I tell you what, I don't think we've had anything from them that we can't polish off here. And then I think some cheese curds in there as well.
I didn't see those.
Check out, I don't know if they survived.
Yeah, they might be gone.
Check out the, in Carroll Hy-Vee, the Highway 30 with the great specials and savings on eat at the Market Cafe or order cakes, pies, and more from the bakery. Check out the meat counter for pork, beef, chicken, fish, and more. They have great sandwiches as well at the deli. And I tell you what, one of the benefits of working this late night shift is Lonnie bringing in that stuff from Hy-Vee. And there's a fight in here. There's if there's not a little food left over for the home callers, they get a little upset. So we were trying to polish those barbecue wings off, but
they've probably been there a while, and they're a little cold now, but they're still delicious.
About 8 o'clock.
Okay, so yeah, they're 2 hours old. They feel, you know.
Well, we were spitting on them for you.
Temperature-wise, they were 2 hours old, but they still tasted muy delicioso.
Well, we're going to step away. I know Lonnie got an interview done, but I think he gave me the wrong number. So we're going to step away and come back with some more interviews after this.
Outlaw Graphics in Carroll is ready to work for your business, team, or organization. Outlaw Graphics specializes in vehicle graphics, commercial signs, indoor-outdoor signage, apparel, promotional items, and a lot more. If you want your logo on it, they can do it. Own your next event with t-shirts, koozies, or hats. If you're too busy, the Outlaw Graphics Promo to Go team will come to you with their unique designs to complete the job. For more information, check out Outlaw Signs, Graphics, and Apparel on Facebook.
Small businesses strive on local community support. Hi, this is Kyle Bauer, General Manager at New Way Ford in Coon Rapids. I am personally asking you to shop local and support local businesses so we can, in return, help support the communities we are all part of, returning your tax dollars to the communities that we all live in. Good luck to all players from New Way Ford. Small businesses strive on local community support. Hi, this is Kyle Bauer, General Manager at New Way Ford in Coon Rapids. I am personally asking you to shop local and support local businesses so we can, in return, help support the communities we are all part of, returning your tax dollars to the communities that we all live in. Good luck to all players from New Way Ford.
Football season is here, so grab your seat cushion and join us at the field. We at Roselle Mutual know how to tackle those insurance questions. Turn over your insurance to us, and our skilled team of agents will help protect your future. Roselle Mutual and Grinnell Mutual are proud supporters of all of our local athletes. Stop by today or give us a call at 792-4525.
Insuring what's important to you, Roselle Mutual.
Welcome back to the New Way Ford Scoreboard Show. Again, New Way Ford down in Coon Rapids. Go check them out. Kyle Bauer down there. Mike Deeth. Oh, we got to torture that guy. And Dave Rem. They take care of me. Tell them I sent you down there. And tell them you want discounts. So what they get me. New Way Ford down in Coon Rapids. We had Lonnie caught up with Coach Klein from Kemper. They fell tonight to Glenwood 47-6. We'll hear that interview and have more scores after this.
Here right now by the head coach of the Kemper Knights, Chad Klein, as they fall 47-6 to a very good Glenwood team. Coach, let's talk about how things got started this evening for you.
You know what? The first 6 minutes, pretty rough. We gave up a big kickoff return. They went down and scored within the first 2 or 3 minutes. And then after that, we gave up. We went, I believe, 3 and out. And then we gave up another touchdown. And then we started to show some life, you know, down 13-0. We started to pick up a little bit of, get into a little bit of a rhythm on offense. We just couldn't sustain drives. We fumbled a lot. We fumbled a lot in key situations going into the end zone at one point in the second quarter. It's kind of a rough night all around.
You mentioned, that you turned it over trying to go in to score. How were they able to score on you guys? Were they running plays, passing plays that they scored on you?
They kind of mixed it up a little bit. In the first half, though, we saw a lot of passing. They got it to their speed guys in space and just kind of outran us to the corners. And so got caught us in, though. They definitely went to their strengths with their speed, and I knew they had a ton of speed coming in. So we kind of tried to maneuver our guys over the top of them, try to contain them, but it worked at times. But without getting a lot of defensive pressure from up front, we just couldn't get them out of rhythm. And so once you give their quarterback, who's very mobile, a chance to get out of the pocket, he became extra dangerous, and we just couldn't hold that the whole game.
You mentioned, you know, turning the ball over in some key situations. Was Glenwood able to capitalize on the turnovers and put those into points against you?
Yeah, definitely. You know, the one in the second quarter, we're going into the end zone about the 1 yard line. We fumble, and they take that fumble about 50, 60 yards back, and then they turn that into a touchdown. So there's a 14 point swing all of a sudden. So a lot of things like that all night long with the turnovers.
And you, going into the half, let's take a look at that. What was the score going into halftime, Coach?
27-6 at halftime. You know, and we had scored right before half on a muffed punt. So we got the ball at the one. We're able to punch that in for the touchdown. And then we get the kick off of the second half. First play from scrimmage, we get a nice 30-yard run, and then we fumble. And kind of the whole process starts over again in the second half.
You know, and let's take, a tough loss tonight. But was there some things that you can look at this game and that you saw some good things from your club tonight?
Yeah, you know, there were moments on offense that we looked really, really good. We moved the ball. We just couldn't hold on to it. We just couldn't finish drives. So, there's some moments that we can look on there. But, yeah, obviously there's going to be a lot of room for improvement, and that's what we got to look forward to as we get ready for district play in a couple weeks.
Yeah, now next Friday you travel and play at Denison Schleswig. Is there anything that you can give us some insight in that matchup coming up next week, Coach?
They're going to be a little different than the teams that we've seen. They're just going to be really big and physical. A lot of athletes over the field. You know, the quarterback's very good. They have a very good running back. So we just have to be a little more physical. We have to play a little bit cleaner on both sides of the ball to give ourselves a chance. We just need to be able to clean some things up before we get into district play.
What are some of the things that you might have your players concentrate and focus on this week, getting prepared for that?
A lot of just little things. You know, we're going to work on just catching the ball, making sure we're running crisp routes, getting receivers in the right stride, obviously getting some ball drills to make sure we work on just how to cover, how to protect. And then defensively work on a little more trying to force a few more turnovers on our side. We just weren't able to do that. So going to try to see if we can find ways to strip the ball, get the ball in our favor, and, just some basic techniques. You know, a lot of the scheme is working pretty good. We just got to be able to clean it up and make sure we're executing to the highest level.
Absolutely. And, Coach, I want to thank you for joining us tonight here on the Scoreboard Show, and wish you best of luck next week at Denison.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Again, everybody, that was head coach Chad Klein for the Kemper Knights as they fall tonight 47-6 to Glenwood.
Hi, this is Dean Wallace. When the pros give it 110%, they need something stronger than water to rehydrate them. Gatorade is packed with electrolytes and carbohydrates to replenish your body fast. From the pros to high school athletes to the weekend athlete, Gatorade supports the next generation of sports stars. Pepsi Beverages Company of Carroll and Gatorade are proud to support all area athletics.
Highlight Home from your Mid-Iowa Real Estate Team, 402 West 6th Street in Wall Lake. Beautiful two-story home with over 3,500 square feet of finished living area. Home features four spacious bedrooms and four bath areas, two fireplaces, two living room areas, and a sunroom with floor-to-ceiling windows. Finished lower level with family room, bar area, and hot tub room. Two-car heated garage with workbench. All of this at 402 West 6th Street in Wall Lake with a list price of $250,000. This is Brandon Snyder with another quality offering from your Mid-Iowa Real Estate Team. Take your tour at midiowateam.com.
When you can do your banking on the go, it makes life much easier. Hi, this is Jeannie Danner with Iowa Savings Bank. ISB mobile banking is easy and convenient. Check your account balances anytime and make transfers with a click of a button. You can even deposit checks right from your phone. Iowa Savings Bank, where keeping track of your finances keeps getting easier. Download ISB mobile banking in the App Store.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. All loans are subject to ISB loan policies and regulatory requirements.
At your Carroll Hy-Vee, we value our employees. If you are looking to work for a company where you feel like what you do matters, we invite you to explore the many career opportunities available at your Carroll Hy-Vee. Call me, Carly, today at 792-6333 to find out more about working with us
USA or Carol Hy-Vee. For the first time in 3 years, it's the big clearance event at Summerland Furniture in Carroll. Head in today for some of the best deals of the year. Manufacturer closeouts, one-of-a-kinds, unclaimed special orders, and more. Sofas as low as $298, and bedroom groups as low as $697. There are truly too many great deals to mention, so stop by and see them today. As an added bonus, don't forget they can deliver right to your home at Slumberland Furniture in Carroll, 1318 Highway 30 West, open 7 days a week.
Well, that music will keep you awake. Welcome to week three, Mackie, or I'm sorry, the New Way Ford Scoreboard Show. Go through the scores that we have for you. District 3, or Class 3A, District 2, it was Harlan 34, Carroll 21. Gilbert 15, Boone 8. Storm Lake 26, Humboldt 15. Dallas Center Grimes 7, Ballard 0. It was Nevada 34, Perry 23. And Webster City over Waterloo East 48-32. Class 2A, District 9 on the game you heard here. It was Glenwood 47, Kemper 6. OABCIG 64, Cherokee 19. It was Greene County 48, Sadell 7. Clarinda 34, Atlantic 20. Clark of Osceola 34, Red Oak 27. Trainer 49, Shenandoah 20. Class 1A, District 2, South Central Calhoun 31, IKM Manning 0. It was Van Meter 42, Madrid 0. St. Evans 40, Eagle Grove 8. Des Moines Christian 50, Ogden 14. Pocahontas Area 31, Manson Northwest Webster 0. South Hamilton 28, Woodward Granger 14. Class 1A, District 9, East Sac 35, Ridgeview 8. Underwood 49, Tri-Center 33. Missouri Valley 55, Riverside 42. Still waiting on the West Monona score. Class A, District 2, ICAM Manning's in this district. Sioux Center 29, Akron Westfield 0. South O'Brien 15, Alta Aurelia 0. Eight-man District 1, West Bend Mallard 52, Arweva 20. Harris Lake Park 49, River Valley 6. It was Remsen St. Mary 61, Kingsley Pearson 2. Newell Fonda 56, Siouxland Christian 0. Eight-man District 8, it was Audubon 48, Elkhorn Kimbleton, Exira 6. Coon Rapids Bears 62, Woodbine 49. Camanita 56, Glidden Ralston 14. And Boyer Valley 34, West Harrison 14. And Lonnie's in there getting some more interviews for us. We're trying to catch some things up here. We're going to catch some more ads, and we'll be back with interviews after this.
Small businesses strive on local community support. Hi, this is Kyle Bauer, General Manager at New Way Ford in Coon Rapids. I am personally asking you to shop local and support local businesses so we can, in return, help support the communities we are all part of, returning your tax dollars to the communities that we all live in. Good luck to all players from New Way Ford.
Outlaw Graphics in Carroll is ready to work for your business, team, or organization. Outlaw Graphics specializes in vehicle graphics, commercial signs, indoor-outdoor signage, apparel, promotional items, and a lot more. If you want your logo on it, they can do it. Own your next event with t-shirts, koozies, or hats. If you're too busy, the Outlaw Graphics Promo to Go team will come to you with their unique designs to complete the job. For more information, check out Outlaw Signs, Graphics, and Apparel on Facebook.
Uptown Sporting Goods, downtown Carroll, known for their wide selection of miscellaneous sports apparel and accessories. Their staff has years of experience and knowledge in the game, and they go above and beyond your service needs every time. That's their game plan. They make sure that each player shows up prepared to play. Uptown Sporting Goods takes great pride in helping our young athletes and furnishing them with the gear they need to perform and be successful players. Uptown Sporting Goods, proud sponsors of the area athletes, and wish each and everyone a successful year.
Welcome back to the New Way Ford Scoreboard Show. Jeff Arnold here with you, and we got a happy Coach Moore on the phone. Coach, how are you doing?
Oh,
feeling pretty dang good right now.
Oh, I would think so. You know, that your game was one of those that we kind of had our eye on. You know, you guys have been playing really good football, but we know Woodbine, they got those two prior kids, and they seem to be loaded up with athletes, but you had a really good night, it looks like.
Yeah, we did. We did. And, yeah, hats off, like you said, the prior boys and the leader kid, man, they made some unbelievable plays tonight, and they're really good. Woodbine's a really good team.
So you came out, looked like you maybe came out and got a lead right away and really kind of controlled that. Is that the way the game started out for you?
Yeah, we kicked off to them and got a good defensive stop, and we took the ball and just worked it down the field and scored there, and it was kind of back and forth, and then we really opened it up in the second quarter and scored 27 points on the second quarter to their 14. It was kind of crazy towards the end of the game. I mean, they can score in a hurry. They got an onside kick and scored two touchdowns quick on us in the fourth quarter with a minute 40 and a minute 26 left in the game. They tried another onside kick, and we finally got that thing recovered and then ran the clock out from there.
Looks like I got a text message from Chris Pivastorf with a bunch of stats. Now, I'm not sure I believe Mr. Pivastorf because, you know, he's Mr. Pivastorf. But, you know, looking at these stats quick, you know, a lot of tackles, a lot of forced fumbles, and it looks like your defense played very, very well.
Yeah, they did, for the most part. But, you know, again, like we talked about, the prior kid, the quarterback Wyatt, and then his brother Lane still gave up 483 yards passing. And Lane, gosh dang, he had, like, a ton of catches, probably 15 catches at 262 yards. They still made a lot of plays, and they had coverage on them, but they're just really good athletes and good in space and made the play on us. And so our kids were kind of upset about that, but there wasn't much they could do. But then, over on the offensive side for us, our offensive line just wore them down all night. We were physical. And then Eagle and Clipperton just ran extremely hard. Eagle had 44 carries for 313 yards, and then Clipperton was 17 carries for 145. Again, back to that offensive line, they just imposed the will on them all night and just really controlled them, and that was the difference in the game.
Able to come out of this one healthy, you're 3-0. That's the good news, but if you're healthy, that's even better.
They might be banged up a little bit because of the style of play we do, but the kids worked extremely hard tonight for us, and I'm super proud of that.
Well, you got Boyer Valley next week, and they won 34-14. Coach, what can you tell us about Boyer Valley?
They got a couple of receivers. I think Burns is their name, the twins. They're pretty tall, I think like 6'4 on the outside, so they'll be a tough matchup with us again, but we just got to, stick to our game plan and do the things that we're good at and take care of the little things. And good things happen for us because we just work extremely hard and I'm super proud of the kids for that.
Well, you were one of my sleeper teams this year. We're talking with Jeff Blankman. I thought if you guys got on a roll, you guys might be dangerous, and I think you're on that roll. So congratulations to you, and keep up the good work.
Hey, thank you. Shout out to the CRB fans tonight. Student section was awesome, a great crowd. The youth kids played at halftime. It was a great environment, and super proud of everyone that was there tonight, and go CRB.
Well, I think I get to call your game here in a few weeks, so that'll be a lot of fun getting back down there and seeing everybody, and I'm sure I'll get tortured a little bit, but fun seeing you guys around there, and nice seeing you guys having a good year.
Yep, thanks a lot, Jeff.
All right, thank you very much.
That was Coach Moore with Coon Rapids Baird. They got a big victory tonight over Woodbine, 62-49. We're going to step away. We've got a couple more coaches after this.
I choose Stein because they are the leaders in innovation.
It's a great, great team.
The next 5 to 10 years are going to be extremely exciting around Stein Seed Company.
I choose performance.
Service.
The result. I choose Stein because Stein has yield.
True Advocates. There's no questioning the dedication and passion these people have towards Stein, a company they choose to believe in. I'm Myron Stein, and I don't take this kind of commitment for granted. I truly appreciate their choice, and it's my hope that you choose Stein too.
Being active in high school sports can help teach a young person the importance of teamwork and dedication. Hi, this is Nathan Luth. As a former student athlete, I have a passion for sports and keeping these athletes performing at their very best. It's thrilling for me to get to watch these kids on the field or court, or even when I hear their names called and think that I have played a small part in helping them enjoy this time in their lives. Remember, your body is your home, and with the help of Next Generation Chiropractic, you all have a nice place to live. Good luck to all our area athletes this season.
We're back here on the New Way Forward Scoreboard Show. Jeff Honley with you, and Lonnie was able to catch up with Coach Sean Burks of Audubon while we were talking to Coach Moore. They picked up a 48-6 victory. Let's hear what Coach Burks had to say about that.
Joined right now by head coach Sean Burks of the Audubon Wheelers as they take a big victory tonight at home over the Spartans of Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton, 48-6. Congratulations, Coach. How did things start out tonight for you guys?
Yeah, thanks. You know, anytime you can get a win, it's good, especially with the way the RPI is now where all the games count, but still district champs are guaranteed to be in. So any district win is always big because you control your destiny from here on out. You know, it was kind of a weird game. You know, there were, I think, something like 23 accepted penalties or something like that for like 175 penalty yards, and that doesn't count what was declined or offsetting. And only 15 of those were on me. So it was just a weird game in general. A lot of penalties, a lot of, you know, just not a lot of flow and momentum in the game. But, you know, we got to hit 13-0 in the first, 20-0 at half. And we almost had to regroup at half just because it was just kind of a weird flow. We didn't feel very good about it, but anytime you feel like you have to regroup when you're up three touchdowns and pitch a shutout, I guess that speaks a little bit about the talent on the team right now. So, you know, we were pretty multiple with tonight. I think we had 167 rush yards, 197 passing yards. So, you know, pretty well balanced. We threw the ball pretty efficiently. We still got to clean some things up as far as third down, fourth down efficiency. We had to punt three times. But, you know, no turnovers tonight's always nice. So, you know, we got out to that 13-0 lead, got up 20-0 at half, and then we were able to play the JV guys late after we got a touchdown and a safety. But so we extended it later in the fourth quarter. But, it was kind of a funky game tonight.
Let's talk about, you got up, you know, that 13-0 lead and then 20-0. Let's talk about those scoring drives. How were you able to put that ball in the end zone?
Our first touchdown, Skyler ran the ball about 14 yards for a touchdown. Ran the ball really well there. Used the speed to get to the edge. The second touchdown, Gavin Smith ran the ball in for us. He set up, it was a long pass. Gavin connected with Joel Clucky, I believe. Got down about the 1 yard line, then Gavin punched it himself. Each of our quarterbacks had a rushing touchdown to start it off. That was our first 13, so 13-0 after one, and then we got a touchdown in the second quarter, a really, really nice jet sweep to Joel Clucky. So three different guys had rushing touchdowns in the first half, so that was kind of shows some of our how many different weapons we have.
Yeah, and that, you know, how important is that to be able to score with multiple players, Coach?
Yeah, it's big. You know, I think tonight we had something like four different guys had either two or three catches. And then we had five different guys in the varsity part of the game had at least one carry. So anytime you have that kind of balance, that really helps us going forward. And then we had two quarterbacks that each had at least three completions. So multiple guys can throw it, multiple guys can rush it, multiple guys can catch it. That really helps us out.
And you mentioned getting some JV players in there, getting them some playing time. How big is that going to be going down the stretch for you guys?
Yeah, it's big because our freshmen is a big adjustment. It's a big adjustment to get to high school, to varsity ball. And our JV guys only have had one JV game. So anytime we can reward them on the big stage on a Friday night to get out there and play in front of a big crowd is always exciting. But then again, just kind of getting them reps too so they can kind of be ready, more ready for their JV games. And at the same time, we're able to get our varsity guys off the field, get them a little more rest because it's a buzzsaw in our district, man. It's week after week. It's a grind. So if we can get them out, get a little extra rest, especially with us playing a 10-game schedule, we'll try and get those guys out as often as we can to stay healthy and stay fresh as much as possible.
Yeah, and let's talk about that. Next week, you guys travel to Woodbine. They lost to Coon Rapids tonight, 62-49. Let's take maybe a little bit of insight. What you think about that matchup next week?
Yeah, I think I had the Coon Rapids matchup pegged pretty well because I knew how explosive both offenses were. And both defenses are pretty good too, so that just speaks volumes to how talented both of those teams are. And they're two of many talented teams in our district. I mean, it's ridiculous how deep our district is this year. And then we played three really good non-district teams on top of it. So we got a heck of a schedule this year. But as far as Woodbine themselves go, they've got athletes all over the field. They'll spread you out. They'll throw the ball. They'll run the ball. We had a tough time stopping them last year in that 104-50 shootout, so to speak, Big 12 football, so to speak. So we're going to have to look at that film from last year. We're going to have to look at what they've done so far this year. Putting up 50 points on a physical team like Coon is scary to me without having seen the film yet. It's worrisome, especially with us having to go to their place. We're going to have to play much better than we did tonight. We're going to have to clean a lot of things up. We're going to have to be ready to go from the shoot for sure because they're going to be ready for us.
Okay, Coach. Again, congratulations on the victory tonight, and I want to thank you for joining us here on the Scoreboard Show and wish you the best of luck next week when you take on Woodbine.
Thank you. Appreciate the coverage, guys.
Again, everybody, that was head coach Sean Burks of the Audubon Wheelers as they have a big victory at home tonight over the Spartans of Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton, 48-6.
Thank you, Lonnie. Great job with Coach Sean Burks. And on the line, we have the skipper of the Gale Tigers, Danny McCartan. Danny, how you doing tonight? Oh, I think we lost Danny on that one. Lonnie, I'm going to have you call him back. So
okay.
That was, I'm sure that was my doing. So Coach Danny McCartan was down in Harlem where the Tigers fell. So we're going to give him a call back. We're going to take a quick timeout. We'll come back with Coach McCartan after these messages.
The DMAC Carroll campus now offers a full welding program. Manufacturing today is an efficient, high-tech operation, and welders are the backbone of the industry. Welders must learn a variety of skills and processes and several methods of joining metals to create machines, buildings, and more. Because of the ongoing high demand for skilled welders in our area, employers seek qualified, educated people who can produce products meeting quality specifications. The DMAC welding program will enable you to meet these industry standards. Start today by calling the Carroll campus at 712-792-1755. DMAC, life's calling.
Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding areas for over 50 years, and their number one goal is customer satisfaction. Whether you come in to purchase a new Chevy or Buick, or certified used vehicle from their knowledgeable staff, or get an oil change in their quick lube, a tune-up in their service department, or have some body work done in their state-of-the-art facility, you, the customer, are still their number one concern. Find new roads at Mackey Motors in Lake City, a proud supporter of all area high school athletics.
Well, welcome back to the backyard, the New Way Forward Scoreboard Show. And I think we have Danny McCartan now. Danny, I think I screwed up there.
Not a problem. I'm kind of out here in the 6th west of Manning, so reception's not so good.
Well, you got my fat finger, so I'll take the blame for it. So, Coach, you went down, you played a nice Harlan squad tonight, and looked like they maybe got out a little quick on you, and then, you guys made a game up and really fought back, but that initial first score is maybe a little bit too much?
Sorry, I didn't hear the question. Kind of hard to hear here.
Okay, looked like they came out and scored a couple quick touchdowns on you and really, really made it difficult for you guys to do your offense.
I'm sorry. I'm still struggling to hear you guys.
We'll give you a call back when you get in a little better spot. How's that?
That'll be great.
All right. We'll talk to you later.
Yeah, bye.
That was Coach Danny McCartan. We'll give him a call when we get back in a little better spot. But
absolutely.
He's, we've all been in those travels. He's on cell phone, and we're trying to catch him. So we're going to talk to Craig Lynch. He was able to talk to Lonnie here a little bit ago, so we're going to get him on. And Glidden Ralston lost 56-14, so we'll hear from Coach Lynch.
We're joined here right now by head coach Craig Lynch of the Glidden Ralston Wildcats as they travel to Camanita tonight, suffer the loss 56-14. Coach, tough loss tonight. Let's talk about how things started off this evening.
Well, actually, First drive didn't start out too bad. We actually got down to, I think, 5-yard line. Threw an interception, then gave up a quick touchdown coming back, but then answered that. And, you know, we were sitting in the first quarter, down one score, and I don't know, second quarter things just started to kind of get away from us a little bit. And went down in half. I think we were down 28-8, and second half things just kind of fell apart for us.
And how were you guys able to answer after that turnover? What they went down and scored, how did you guys answer with the score?
Just came back and you know, had a solid drive. I mean, we really, actually the first half, moved the ball really well. Just couldn't finish. But had a play where Grant Felice made a nice kind of juggling catch, and that put us on the board. Got us in the end zone, got us back in the game. But after that, we just kind of played from 20-20 for the rest of the night.
You mentioned how things kind of got away the second half from you guys. Was it penalties, or did you have some drives, maybe turnovers?
You know what? I think Cam just came out and over the course of time just physically dominated us. I mean, they just did. We just didn't have an answer for their physicality. They ran the ball right at us. I wasn't really happy with our response, especially defensively. It was a case where up front they won the battle. And after a while, you know, that just kind of wore us down physically. So, you know, football is a physical battle, and we definitely did not win that one tonight.
And what are some things, even in the loss tonight, was there some plays that maybe stuck out for you, some good things that you did see from your team this evening?
Well, I don't know. You know, we got a lot of good kids. We got a lot of very talented kids. I think they just got to start believing in a little more in some of the stuff we're doing. We're still lacking some execution. We still have just silly penalties sometimes and some turnovers that we just have to eliminate. But, you know, most of all, the number one thing I saw is we got to step up physically. We can't just talk about it. We just got to start doing it. And, you know, that's what we talked about after the game.
And how do you bounce back from this loss? Next week you got the Spartans of Exira, Elkhorn, and Kimbleton coming for a home game. How do you bounce back from this loss?
Well, I don't think we have any choice. You know, our district's a bear, and we've done this before. I've done this for a long time. I've had teams that have had a game where they struggled, and, you know, we'll evaluate the film on Monday, and, you know, we'll challenge our kids, and it's about them executing. It's their team. You know, they'll make the decision if they want to come back and bat a little harder physically. And if you do that, then we'll be right in the hunt with anybody we play. But if we play like we did tonight, then, you know, we're going to struggle.
Absolutely, Coach. You know, tough loss tonight, but best luck next week when you take on the Spartans, and hopefully you guys can get a victory next Friday.
You bet. We got good kids. They'll come back hard. I know they will.
All right, Coach. Thanks again for joining us here on the Scoreboard Show.
Thanks.
All right, everybody. Again, that was head coach Craig Lynch of the Glenn Ralston Wildcats as they fall tonight at Camanita 56-14.
Great job, Lonnie, and thank you, Coach Lynch, as always. And thank you to all the coaches that they take the time, Lon, to talk to us. I mean, you know, a couple rum-dums like this, I don't know why they'd want to talk to us after a game, but they do. You know, we also need to thank Hy-Vee, and thank you for bringing in the food tonight. We ate like kings tonight. We had barbecue wings. They're always a hit. Blankman, you might as well drive slow because they are gone. The Brinks came in and cleaned those out. But thank you to Hy-Vee for supplying the food for the New Way Ford Scoreboard Show each and every Friday night. Check out Hy-Vee and Carroll, Highway 30. Check out the great specials they have. Savings on all their foods. Eat at the Market Cafe or order cakes, pies, and more for the bakery. Check out the meat counter. You know, it's a big game tomorrow. You need to hit that meat counter. You got pork, beef, chicken, fish, and more. They even have sandwiches in the deli. But I'm telling you, the chicken wings are winner chicken dinner on that one. We had a good time with those. So
yeah,
great time, Lonnie. But let's give some scores out. It's been a little bit. We're getting about done with the first hour here.
Okay.
So we'll go through scores, Class 3A, District 2. And we were just trying to get a hold of Coach McCartan. He's in the hills over by Manning. We're going to give him a little time, and we'll talk to him. Carroll falls tonight to Harlan, 34-21. It was Gilbert, 15, Boone, 8. Storm Lake, 26, Humboldt, 15. Dallas Center Grimes, 7, Ballard, 0. Nevada, 34, Perry, 23. And Webster City, 48, Waterloo East, 32.
Class 2A, District 9, it was Glenwood here in town tonight, defeating Kemper, 47-6. OABCIG, winners over Cherokee, 64-19. Green County victorious over Saydell, 48-7. It was Clarinda topping Atlantic tonight, 34-20. Clark of Osceola beats Red Oak, 34-27, and Trainer victorious over Shenandoah, 49-20.
Class 1A District 2. It was South Central Calhoun, 31, IKM Manning, 0. Van Meter, 42, Madrid, 0. St. Edmunds, 40, Eagle Grove, 8. Des Moines Christian, 50, Ogden, 14. Pocahontas Area, 31, Manson Northwest Webster, 0. And it was South Hamilton, 28, Woodward Granger, 14. Class 1A, District 9. It was Esat County, 35, Ridgeview, 8. We're going to try to catch up with Coach McCullough here. He should be getting back into range before too long. Underwood, 49, Tri-Center, 33. Missouri Valley, 55, Riverside, 42. We're still trying to find the West Monona score. I think maybe they're playing MVAO instead of Whiting, so we'll try to find that one for you. Class A, District 2, IKM Manning's District. It was Sioux Center, 29, Akron Westfield, 0. And South O'Brien, 15, Alta Aurelia, 0.
Eight-man District 1, Arweva Falls to West Bend Ballard tonight, 52-20. Is Remsen St. Mary's, 61, Kingsley Pearson, 2. Harris Lake Park over River Valley, 49-6. And Newell Fonda shuts out Siouxland Christian, 56-0.
Eight-man District 8, as we heard from Coach Perks, they won 48-6 over Elkhorn Kimbleton. Coach Moore told us about his victory, 62-49 over Woodbine. We just heard from Coach Lynch on their defeat, Caminita, 56, Glidden Ralston, 14. And it was Boyer Valley, 34, West Harrison, 14. And Lonnie, we're going to try to catch up with a couple more coaches here. We'll take a quick break. We'll catch up with them and get on the second hour here of the New Way Forward Scoreboard Show. We haven't train wrecked it totally yet, Lonnie, but we'll give it our best.
Still rolling.
We got another hour to screw it up. And we'll be back after this.
Hi, this is Dean Wallace. When the pros give it 110%, they need something stronger than water to rehydrate them. Gatorade is packed with electrolytes and carbohydrates to replenish your body fast. From the pros, to high school athletes, to the weekend athlete, Gatorade supports the next generation of sports stars. Pepsi Beverages Company of Carroll and Gatorade are proud to support all area athletics.
Small businesses strive on local community support. Hi, this is Kyle Bauer, General Manager at New Way Ford in Coon Rapids. I am personally asking you to shop local and support local businesses so we can, in return, help support the communities we are all part of, returning your tax dollars to the communities that we all live in. Good luck to all players from New Way Ford.
Football season is here, so grab your seat cushion and join us at the field. We at Roselle Mutual know how to tackle those insurance questions. Turn over your insurance to us, and our skilled team of agents will help protect your future. Roselle Mutual and Grinnell Mutual are proud supporters of all of our local athletes. Stop by today or give us a call at 792-4525.
Insuring what's important to you, Roselle Mutual.
At Carroll Lumber, we understand the importance of working together to get the job done. The same can be said for our local area athletes. Football, volleyball, track, baseball. For the team to be successful, our kids must learn to work together. That's why we at Carroll Lumber are proud supporters of our local area athletes and sports. From Carroll to Kemper, East Sac to South Central Calhoun, we proudly support our local schools. that bring our kids together. Carroll Lumber, with locations in Wall Lake, Lakeview, and Otobolt.
Small businesses strive on local community support. Hi, this is Kyle Bauer, General Manager at New Way Ford in Coon Rapids. I am personally asking you to shop local and support local businesses so we can, in return, help support the communities we are all part of, returning your tax dollars to the communities that we all live in. Good luck to all players from New Way Ford.
Games are done. Now let's break it all down with the New Way Ford Friday Night Football Scoreboard Show. You'll hear from the coaches and hear all the district scores from around the area. The New Way Ford Friday Night Football Scoreboard Show is brought to you by Carroll Lumber, Next Generation Chiropractic, Outlaw Graphics, DMAC Carroll Campus, Pepsi Cola Bottlers of Carroll, Mackie Motors, Stein Seed, Uptown Sporting Goods, and Roselle Mutual. Let's get to the scores with your host, Nathan Combs.
Well, Nathan decided he needed the week off, and we better behave. The boss is here now.
Yeah.
Blackman's in the house. I think he's starting, you know, games are over this week. He's going to start doing his Nebraska walk here for too long, so we'll get him there. But, hey, we got a special guest on the other line here.
We
got Coach Eric McCullough. Coach, are you there?
You bet. How are you guys?
Oh, I'm thinking you're pretty good. Last time I saw you, you weren't so very happy with me, but nice victory tonight.
Thank you. You know, it was nice to get that for the boys, that they played hard. It was a hard physical game. We made some mistakes. It was kind of an ugly game at times, but our kids fought through it and came out with a win.
Well, yeah, you have to be proud of these kids. I mean, you came out right away, first game of the season, lose a couple guys, and you fought another hard game last week, lost some more. But sounds like they're fighting hard for you here and getting you a victory.
Yeah, they did. And, you know, and, we kind of rested a couple guys and didn't play them probably as many reps as we normally would in a varsity game, because we, you know, we're just trying to get them healed up there for that district win. So to have some other guys step up and kind of fill those shoes, I was real proud all the way through. Though it was a great team effort.
Well, you came out and thank you to your lovely bride. She was tweeting and keeping us updated on the scores. Otherwise, we wouldn't have a clue. But looks like you came out fairly quickly in this one.
We did. Our defense got us on the board first. We just played well. They kicked off to us, and we struggled a little bit. They definitely came out with a pretty tough scheme right away, and we're blitzing. We just had to get some communication stuff together. But we punted, and our defense played well and got them pinned deep. I think Austin Corbin made a hit on the running back, quarterback exchange, and Josh Warnemont was able to recover it for us to get that first score. And that, you could just see the fire in the kids a little bit. The defense, we played well. According to unofficial our stats, you know, we held them under around about 75 total yards, and we played our JV about the last 4 or 5 minutes, and they got a couple big runs on us. But for the most part, our kids did well on defense. Offense, we did some good things. We took some chances. We threw the ball, and just some guys. We spread the ball around quite a bit. We rushed for 217 yards, and Ty Schmidt threw for 141 yards. So it was a nice mixture, a nice balance there for us. But like I said, it was just a complete game for all of our kids.
Hey, Coach, it sounds like your defense set you guys up really good tonight to make some scoring plays and that. And you talked about how you saw the spark in some of those kids' eyes. And talk about maybe how this sparked some of that energy, and was this a confidence builder for your team?
I think so. I mean, and one thing we talked about after the game, you know, they were excited. They were tired. I mean, it's just been kind of a long couple weeks here as we deal with some of these injuries and kids that have been together for so long, and then you kind of see your teammates on the sideline and not able to be out there with you. It can be an emotional thing on you, but you could see just a little glimmer in them, you know, to be excited about getting that win. But a couple of the seniors said, you know, we got a win, fellas, but it was ugly. We got to clean some stuff up. So that just tells me they're not satisfied. They want to keep fighting and getting better, and that's what we talk about every day. You make that choice, and we just got to keep preparing and get ready for the next week.
Well, the big thing for you, did you come out of this thing healthy?
As far as we know, I mean, there's some kids.
Don't go talk to the trainers then. If that's the report you got, don't go back.
Yeah, that's you know, we're a little worried at times, but the kids did a good job, and there's some physical contact, you know, some definitely some penalty type hits that were happening on both sides of the ball, and right now for us, you get kind of nervous. Just hope your kid gets up, and we did. And as far as we know, the report, but as you guys know, when you get a W, it doesn't hurt right away, and we'll kind of see how it goes tomorrow.
It doesn't even hurt nearly as bad tomorrow either.
Yeah, you know, we get through this day and kind of see how they are, and but getting that W, like, you know, everybody knows that kind of helps those bumps and bruises heal a little faster. So.
Well, we got a big game next week now. You got IKM Manning. At ICAM Manning, it'll be on 93.7 KKRL. You must have banned me. I see it's Nate Wall, so I must have got kicked off your games.
Well, as long as it's not Blankman, we'll be okay.
Yeah, nobody likes to listen to him.
No.
So that's talk a little bit about that. I mean, it looks like they've had they've been struggling a little bit as well. So what do you know? What have you seen on them? Have you looked at them at all?
You know, we kind of look at the scores, and you know, you kind of exchange film and you watch a little bit, but we didn't really completely dive in. And some of the stats you look at, you know, those Rasmussen boys are talented and tough, and you just know that Coach Casey and his staff is they're going to have their kids doing the right things. They might be struggling a little bit, but I know they might be a little young in some spots, but that's not going to mean that it's going to be an easy game by any means. I mean, it's we got to come ready next week and work on things, and we got some things we have to clean up, and we know that. But Coach Casey, you know, it's been a pretty good battle for us here the last couple of years between IKM Manning and East Sac, and it's been a fun kind of rivalry a little bit. And you got to play tough, mistake-free football if you want to have a chance at them at all.
Well, we'll send Nate Wall down, or we'll keep Blankman away from you. And you know, I'm happy that you guys got your win. I know the disappointment those kids had. They've put in their time over the 4 years, and Blankman says we're still number one, by the way. I just hope nothing but the best for you and your club. I think you guys are doing a great job up there, and I think you got something going.
Hey, we appreciate that. We just tell the kids, you know, you can't control a lot of that stuff. We could just kind of control our attitude and effort and keep getting better every week, and just kind of keep that focus on the prize. So,
well, that's Coach Eric McCullough from East Sac County. He got a big win tonight, and they'll be headed down to IKM Manning next week. Thanks, Coach, and we look forward to talking to you next week.
Thank you, Coach.
You bet. Thanks, guys.
Small businesses strive on local community support. Hi, this is Kyle Bauer, General Manager at New Way Ford in Coon Rapids. I am personally asking you to shop local and support local businesses so we can, in return, help support the communities we are all part of, returning your tax dollars to the communities that we all live in. Good luck to all players from New Way Ford.
Welcome back to the Way Forward Scoreboard Show. You're listening to 1380 KCIM 95.1 FM, and we are also on 106.7 KIKD, Carroll Lake City. Lonnie's coming right back in here. I'm assuming he has another coach for us, but we're going to go over some quick scores. I'll go over a few, and then we'll get another coach on the line for us. Class 3A District 2, it was Harlan 34, Carroll 21, Gilbert 15, Boone 8, Storm Lake 26, Humboldt 15, Dallas Center Grimes 7, Ballard 0, Nevada 34, Perry 23, and it was Webster City 48, Waterloo East 32. Class 2A District 9, it was Glenwood 47, Kemper 6, it was OABCIG 64, Cherokee 19, it was Greene County 48, Sadell 7, Clarinda 34, Atlantic 20, Clark of Osceola 34, Red Oak 27, and Trainer over Shenandoah 49-20. Class 1A District 2, South Central Calhoun 31, IKM Manning 0, Van Meter 42, Madrid 0, St. Edmunds 40, Eagle Grove 8, Des Moines Christian 50, Ogden 14, Pocahontas Area 31, Manson Northwest Webster 0, and South Hamilton 28, Wilbur Granger 14. We're going to step away, take a break. Lonnie's got one hot on the line. We're going to talk to another coach after these messages.
Being active in high school sports can help teach a young person the importance of teamwork and dedication. Hi, this is Nathan Luth. As a former student athlete, I have a passion for sports and keeping these athletes performing at their very best. It's thrilling for me to get to watch these kids on the field or court, or even when I hear their names called, and think that I have played a small part in helping them enjoy this time in their lives. Remember, your body is your home, and with the help of Next Generation Chiropractic, you all have a nice place to live. Good luck to all our area athletes this season.
The DMAC Carroll campus now offers a full welding program. Manufacturing today is an efficient, high-tech operation, and welders are the backbone of the industry. Welders must learn a variety of skills and processes in several methods of joining metals to create machines, buildings, and more. Because of the ongoing high demand for skilled welders in our area, employers seek qualified, educated people who can produce products meeting quality specifications. The DMAC welding program will enable you to meet these industry standards. Start today by calling the Carroll campus at 712-792-1755. DMAX, life's calling.
Outlaw Graphics in Carroll is ready to work for your business, team, or organization. Outlaw Graphics specializes in vehicle graphics, commercial signs, indoor-outdoor signage, apparel, promotional items, and a lot more. If you want your logo on it, they can do it. Own your next event with t-shirts, koozies, or hats. If you're too busy, the Outlaw Graphics Promo to Go team will come to you with their unique designs to complete the job. For more information, check out Outlaw Signs, Graphics, and Apparel on Facebook.
I choose Stein because they are the leaders in innovation.
It's a great, great team.
The next 5 to 10 years are going to be extremely exciting around Stein Seed Company.
I choose performance.
Service.
The result. I choose Stein because Stein has yield.
True advocates. There's no questioning the dedication and passion these people have towards Stein, a company they choose to believe in. I'm Myron Stein, and I don't take this kind of commitment for granted. I truly appreciate their choice, and it's my hope that you choose Stein too.
Welcome back to New Way Forward Scoreboard Show. Jeff on Lonnie Miller and Coach McCartan. I think we got you now, don't we?
I think so. Yeah, we're closer to home, so it might work out.
Well, that's what happens when you put amateurs in here running the studio. Bad things happen to us.
Not a problem.
So, Coach, got a chance to listen. I was in listening with Tiffany, and it sounded like Harlan maybe got out to a quick start. Did that change anything you were doing then?
You know, it really didn't change what we wanted to do offensively. We just knew we had to, sustain some drives. But, you know, our Achilles heel all year has been giving up big plays, and that's what we did tonight. We couldn't get them off the field on third down in the first half. And, you know, we had them in some good spots, thought we could get the ball back, maybe establish the drive. But we gave up big plays and, you know, shot ourselves in the foot early and often. And you know, you got to give Harlan credit, too. Harlan's hauling. We knew that coming in, and they made plays. And, you know, if you give them an inch, they'll take a mile and make a mistake, and they'll make you pay for it.
Yeah, and now I heard Coach and Jeff Lakeman talking about maybe a couple different defenses there. You were going to maybe move Siebenhaller around to different areas. Were you able to take advantage of that then and maybe get some stops with that, or did you change everything else up?
On paper, it looked like a really good idea. You know, especially if you're coming out in a 3-5, and, you know, a lot of things look good on paper, but and you can't stop them running. You know, they came out in a lot of the traditional I formation, and the quarterback's a really athletic kid. The Munson kid's a really athletic kid. Did a really good job running the option. They hit us with fullback dive, which they really normally don't run that often, but they did a nice job with it tonight. Then the second back threw on their ISO play. You know, they gashed us pretty hard there. When you know, it's just simple, basic blocking and tackling. They did a really good job of it, and then we didn't, you know, in the first half. And so that's the name of the game. They weren't out tricking us. They were, you know, it's, you didn't go back to the 70s. They were running ISO out of I formation. And then when they came out and gunned, the quarterback is a great dual threat quarterback. He runs the ball really well and does a nice job throwing too.
Hey, Coach, you talked about some missed opportunities tonight. Was it penalties or turnovers that cost you?
I think, you know, we had some costly penalties that, you know, back-to-back penalties when you start, you know, first and 20 or first and 25, that's a bad situation to be in. And we missed some big opportunities. So we knew that they had been really leery of Torrey Feldman. They even talked about it. Their coaches talked about it to us before the game about us running that tunnel play, which we'd put in a tunnel and a go and a slug go route, you know, a slant go. And we had
tunnel and go wide open in the first quarter and just did not give Colby enough time to get the pass off. It was for sure going to go a long ways, if not for a touchdown. The two guys were running wide open down the seams. We had another play. We just overthrew it in the first half. And then, we've got to establish a run game. That's our, Achilles heel, too. You know, we've got a couple of Achilles heels there. The big one is you can't run the ball. You're not going to win a lot of games, And first game of the season against Glenn, we didn't run very well. Against Ballard, we were better tonight.
Coach, it looks like, I'm looking through the stats here that
Luke did a great job.
Looks like Colby Vincent had a decent night throwing, and Luke Woosley maybe had a nice night on receiving for you.
Yeah, Luke Woosley does a really nice job. We played him a tight end last year. We moved him to slot and tight end this year. So he had a nice job. He had a touchdown pass, a long touchdown pass on a wheel route, for lack of a better term, if you want to call it that. And Colby did a nice job. He was under a lot of pressure all night. Credit to the Harlan defense.
Well, Coach, tough loss there. You're going down to Harlan's. That's always going to be a battle going into there. Look ahead now, and I know that's not something you guys do very quickly, but looking ahead now to Fort Dodge, what can you tell us that what you're seeing there?
Fort Dodge is going to run a wide open offense. They're probably going to be out in an empty look quite a bit, three to the one side, two to the other. They've got a stud running back. He's only a junior, but he's been starting for – this is a third-year start. He's a big, strong kid. I think he goes about 6'1", 205. They're really going to spread it around. Defense, they're going to play 3-4, sort of an umbrella look. I'd say a cover four. A lot of times you're going to have four deep guys playing quarters, just daring us to throw. And last year, I look back, we look ahead too, just see what we got to do. Last year we were able to move the ball, but we were our own worst enemy most of the game, especially throwing the ball. We had 10 drops last year. That was, I've never been associated with a game where
that's a lot of drops.
10 dropped passes.
Yeah, that's a ton of drops. I don't know if I've ever seen that before.
Yeah, it was brutal. So, and the first half we played really well against, they had Drake Miller, was their all-state quarterback. I think he's at Grandview now. But they got a kid, a wide receiver that everybody's looking at from around the state. I know Iowa, Iowa State, you and I are all in on him. He's a big, lanky kid, can run real well. So, we're going to have to do some things to stop him down, slow him down. And they are watching film, which they're going to. We've been giving up big plays, so I'm sure they're going to take shots downfield on us.
Well, did you come out of this one healthy? I mean, I know you're in a tough battle, but you want to make sure you're coming out. Do most of the kids come out of this one healthy for you?
Hopefully, we got a Jacob tuning a safety for us. He's got to go in and get his knee looked at tomorrow. Coach Chable thought it was a sprain, but you got to take all the precautions. So he's definitely going to see a doctor tomorrow or Monday. But, besides that, our feelings and our pride were hurt the most because we thought we had a really good game plan. It just comes down to execution and play calling. We didn't get the job done. That's the bottom line.
Well, Coach, thank you for being patient with us and sticking with us so we can get you on the air here, and appreciate your thoughts and coming on the show with us.
You bet. We'll talk to you guys later.
Good luck next week, and we'll talk to you next week after the game.
All right. Thanks, Todd. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Coach Danny McCartan, and you could hear it in his voice. That's a gut-wrenching loss there when you lose to a losing the way they did. I think that I thought they were going to go down there and really probably – they were competitive, but be more competitive. It's just one of those tough things when you're there. It really pulls on you, and you hope the kids can rebound, and they got a really tough matchup coming here with Fort Dodge.
Yeah, and like you said, you're a tough place to play with Harlan, and when you have missed opportunities like that, good teams will capitalize on that, and it sounds that's like what the Cyclones did tonight.
I still look at Carroll High, and you look at their district. I really still like them in this district. I mean, you look at Boone and Gilbert, they didn't do anything special. Humboldt Storm Lake, nothing special. Dallas Center Grimes beat Ballard 7-0. Carroll handled them. So in this district, I mean, this is non-district. I know it counts, but you win it and you throw all this stuff away. So stay healthy, kind of get your stuff figured out here. And I know they're playing a lot with their different defenses and trying to figure out exactly what they got to do to get that defense to not give up big plays. And I still look for them to be very, very tough in this district.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think they can have a good shot at it.
Well, we're going to step away. We're going to try to keep a couple more, and we'll get these commercials out of the way, and Lon and I will have some more fun. We'll be back with a New Way Ford scoreboard show after this.
Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding areas for over 50 years, and their number one goal is customer satisfaction. Whether you come in to purchase a new Chevy or Buick, or certified used vehicle from their knowledgeable staff, or get an oil change in their quick lube, a tune-up in their service department, or have some body work done in their state-of-the-art facility, you, the customer, are still their number one concern. Find new roads at Mackey Motors in Lake City, a proud supporter of all area high school athletics.
Welcome back to New Way Ford Scoreboard Show. And, hey, go down and see our friends down there at Coon Rapids, New Way Ford Scoreboard Show. You got Kyle Bauer down there. You got Mike Deeth. Make sure you torture Mike because he deserves everyone. And then you got Dave Rim, always takes care of him. You can tell him I sent you, but you might get overcharged because that's usually not works out well for people when you tell them I sent you. But go down and see those guys. Great guys to work with down there. Lonnie, let's we kind of left off here. Let's go to District 1, or Class 1A, District 9. You want to start there for us?
You betcha. Class 1A, District 9 tonight. ESAC victorious over Ridgeview, 35-8. It was Missouri Valley over Riverside, 55-42. Underwood beats Tri-Center, 49-33. And still no update on the West Monona score for you.
Class 1A, District 2, that's the one IKM Manning is in. Sioux Center, 29, Akron Westfield, 0, and South O'Brien, 15, and Altarillo, 0. And before we go to the next one, did you see Blankman run around at all? If he's here, why don't you come in here, Blankman? We'll talk to you about the game if you get around. So
yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay, 8-man District 1. Arweva loses to West Bend Mallard tonight, 52-20, and hopefully we'll have that interview with Coach Peterson coming up here shortly for you here on the Scoreboard Show. It was Harris Lake Park over River Valley, 49-6. Remsen St. Mary's takes care of Kingsley Pearson, 61-2. And Newell Fonda shuts out Siouxland Christian, 56-0.
8-man District 8. You had Audubon, 48. Elkhorn Kimbleton, 6. Coon Rapids Barriers, 62. Woodbine, 49. It was Boyer Valley, 34. West Harrison, 14. And Caminita, 56, Glidden Ralston, 14. And Lonnie, getting a little clearer picture probably what we have for area teams here. You know, I look at that Newell Fonda score, and Coon Rapids Baird went up there and kind of handled them, and then they turned around and went 56-0. So I think Coon Rapids Baird, we can look at them and say they're probably legitimate contenders right now. And then Audubon has just been thumping people out of the gate as well. So those two in that district could be really tough to deal with.
Oh, yeah. Those two teams look like the favorites there.
You know, and then we look at Glidden-Ralston, Arweva. Looks like both teams are young and learning. You know, you saw the Glidden team, they've lost some guys to injury and struggling. So, you know, just one of those things. You look at Carroll, I think they're still finding themselves. I think in their district they're going to be fine. And then again, you look at Kemper, kind of the same boat Carroll is. You look at their district and OABCIG looks pretty good, but other than that, I mean, it looks like they're I think they could play with anybody in their district.
Absolutely, you know, and that's why you just want to keep striving. You know, a lot of the coaches tonight, hey, hearing about their interviews that we've done, you know, about talking about cleaning things up, you know, improving this, improving that. So it sounds like some of these teams, they get a few things straightened out, you know, they're going to be contenders down the stretch.
Yeah, and then if South Central Calhoun ever straightens things out, what are they going to be like?
Oh,
you know, they're just dangerous. The most impressive thing to me is their defense. You know, they really don't give up points. They're fast all over the board. They're able to cover. They gang tackle. You know, their offense has got weapons all over the place, but, boy, that defense just stymies everybody.
Yeah, and that's what, you know, that can a poor night with offense, but your defense playing like they do, that's still going to keep you right in there.
And I think the interesting matchup next week will be that IKM Manning East Sac. I think that one should be a very close game. It should be a fun one to listen to.
Yeah, and you got the Wolves, you know, 0-3, so they're going to be hungry for their first win. East Sac got theirs tonight, so that should be a good matchup next Friday.
Well, we're going to step away. We're going to try to catch up with maybe Coach Peterson or Coach Casey, and we'll be back with the New Way Forward Scoreboard Show.
Uptown Sporting Goods Downtown Carroll, known for their wide selection of miscellaneous sports apparel and accessories. Their staff has years of experience and knowledge in the game, and they go above and beyond your service needs every time. That's their game plan. They make sure that each player shows up prepared to play. Uptown Sporting Goods takes great pride in helping our young athletes and furnishing them with the gear they need to perform and be successful players. Uptown Sporting Goods, proud sponsors of the area athletes, and wish each and everyone a successful year.
At Carroll Lumber, we understand the importance of working together to get the job done. The same can be said for our local area athletes. Football, volleyball, track, baseball. For the team to be successful, our kids must learn to work together. That's why we at Carroll Lumber are proud supporters of our local area athletes and sports. From Carroll to Kemper, East Sac to South Central Calhoun, we proudly support our local schools and the sports that bring our kids together. Carroll Lumber, with locations in Wall Lake, Lakeview, and Otobolt.
Welcome back to the New Way Forward Scoreboard Show. Jeff Honler with you, and I'd like to thank Hy-Vee for supplying the food for the New Way Forward Scoreboard Show. They're here each and every Friday night. Check out Hy-Vee and Carroll. They're on Highway 30. They have great specials. Check out the Market Cafe. You can order cakes, pies, and more from the bakery. And check out that meat counter. Tomorrow's a big game. Get yourself taken care of. Pork, beef, chicken, fish, and more. Blakeman's probably eating fish. He's the kind of guy, you know, those Nebraska fans eat fish on game days because, you know, that's just kind of where they are. They also have deli meats in the sandwiches. And you missed out. It was barbecue chicken wings tonight.
I know. Terry and I were really disappointed when we got back because both of us were starving and there was no food left.
We left some. You can thank Nick Brinks. Okay. He came in and
he was the
garbage man tonight. But got a nice chat with Coach McCartan. And,
yep.
And it sounds like just defensively they're not able to stop those big plays, and that's one of the biggest things for them.
Yeah, and, you know, they did a good job tonight. The run game early hurt them. They couldn't get theirs established, and then Harlan was able to get Munson, their quarterback, going early in the run game. They really, after one big run in the third quarter on their opening drive, they shut him down the rest of the game and didn't really allow big runs. There was the one big touchdown pass. But Harlan really was pretty steady with their drives. I mean, you look at their touchdowns.
It sounded like the first two drives they came right out and scored.
And it was just great field position. Their first drive was an 11-play drive. It started at their own 19-yard line, so it wasn't big plays on that one. It was a 2-yard run, and then they got great field position. Again, Carroll, field position really hurt them early. Here's Carroll's field position to start the game. They started at their own 20, their own 19, their own 5, their own 17, then their own 36-yard line.
Yeah,
so not great field position. For Harlan, they started at their 19, the Carroll 43, the Carroll 42, and the Carroll 39. Short fields really hurt them. Even their 42-yard touchdown drive that put them up 14-0 early in the second quarter was a 6-play drive. So it wasn't like big, big chunks. It was just steady, being able to pick up first downs and kind of keep the clock moving a little bit. So,
and Carroll's struggling to establish that run.
Got it going in the second half. I was really impressed. They've got the kind of found Luke Woosley on the jet sweep. You know, as Terry Kaspabauer said, you know, during the game, he's not that guy that's got the blazing speed.
No,
he's got good
speed. That surprises me that you got him on the jet sweep because he's not a guy that I would think of as a true track kid. He's quick, but the top end speed, I would think.
But what he's fast enough to get to the edge, and then the really cool thing of what we saw from Luke tonight is he's one of those guys that falls forward, never falls backward. He's just a tough kid. And
you're not gonna knock him. He's got that wrestling balance. He's gonna knock you over and keep going.
And most of the time, the first guy that hit him lost the battle. It was the second and third guy that ended up having to come over and actually get him down. So he just runs tough, and then in the passing game has great hands, catches with the
hands. That surprises me.
And even Terry is like, he'll tease you wrestlers a little bit. He said, not many wrestlers turn out to be wide receivers, and that's probably a pretty true statement.
Yeah, well, first of all, we break our fingers up.
Right,
And then knowing Luke, I mean, That takes some athletic ability for him to catch. So I'm a little surprised at that. He was so he's what a great kid.
He is a terrific kid. Absolutely.
Have in there.
I stopped
I'm
down.
Glad he found some stuff.
Yeah. I stop down at Taco John's every now and then, and on a Saturday morning because I know he's working, and I go through the drive-through on my way here to the office, or Sunday morning and stuff because I know he's working. I think Sunday morning is the day I do it, and I stop in just to grab something, but it's to be able to give him a hard time and kind of talk to him. He's just a good kid.
His sister was in the office today.
Was she?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Told her she has to quit hitting stuff.
That may not happen.
No, I think we would have fired
yeah.
him.
So, but no.
But
a much better, much better second half for Carroll. They actually outscored Harlan in the second half, 14-13.
We got tied up trying to get scores, and we missed that one. But, you know, I was telling Lonnie, as I look at this district, I mean, you know, Carroll's going to have a battle next week. We know that with
Fort Dodge
128-21.
Webster City is going to be interesting. You know, Waterloo East, not a traditionally a great program, but, you know, Webster City sounds like they've been playing well.
They beat Waterloo East 48-32.
But they've been playing well. They've had some nice wins this year. DCG edging by Ballard. Now, the Ballard game was close with Carroll, but I think the Tigers can win that game. They can absolutely win that game.
To me, they kind of handled the Ballard game. I know
right.
it's close, but they
right.
seem to be in control.
Right,
of it,
yeah, so. Absolutely. And that could be the same thing with DCG tonight. We don't know. Humboldt's been a little bit of a surprise. I thought they would be playing better than what they are. I mean, this district was young last year.
Yeah.
So I thought Humboldt would be a little bit better maybe than what they've played so far. But, yeah, you got to throw Carroll right into that mix.
I guess our point is don't get too concerned about what this preseason stuff is with Carroll.
No.
And with Kemper. The same thing with them as well.
The only thing that's going to be tough is if they do fall to Fort Dodge. Same thing with Kemper next week going over to Denison Schleswig. If you're sitting 1-3 going into your district, you pretty much got to win the district to get in.
Yep.
That's the only thing that you have to think about now with these non-district games is you don't really want to start 1-3.
No, but both of these teams have the ability to jump right on there. And,
absolutely. Both of them, to me, are still in that district hunt.
Lonnie's up from his nap. So
absolutely.
He's going to join in on that.
And for Kemper, OABCIG, Kemper, and, of course, Greene County. Probably the three teams in Greene County almost let one go last week.
I just wanted to let everybody know I got an update here. We should be hearing from ICAM Manning Wolves coach Tom Casey in about the next 10 minutes.
Okay.
And I just got a text from head coach Chris Peterson for our Weaver. They're still on the bus in a bad reception area, so his interview should be coming up towards the end of our broadcast.
Did he get out of Minnesota there? He was pretty much touching
the
border.
And if we have to stay a little bit longer to get Coach Peterson on, I'll take over the board for you because I know you got volleyball in the center tomorrow morning.
Do you know what time it is?
I know. Let Lita drive.
Hello? Hello? Your mic must be bad over there.
Yeah.
I'll get up for your nap.
I'll be in worse shape than you tomorrow. So.
Yeah, you know what? We're fine. And
no,
I
know.
It's been fun being back here. Thanks for allowing us to come in here.
Absolutely.
Okay. I'm just glad I had a voice tonight.
He was a little rough this morning.
Yeah, well, you should have heard him last night after being up for 21 hours when he came in to talk to me about that big Glidden Ralston volleyball win.
Looking at Esat County, what a nice win out of them tonight. And you could hear it in Coach McCullough. I mean,
absolutely. Trying to think, who do they got next week off the top of my head?
ICAM
Manning.
So that's going to be an interesting game. I think that's going to be a very close game.
I do too. Those have actually been some of the best games every year that they've played, probably over the last 4 or 5 years of any of the games we've had throughout the entire season. They've always been close.
And both teams are struggling. You really want both teams to win.
Right.
I mean, it's one of those that both sets of kids need to win.
Yep.
You could just hear it in Coach McCullough. What they've gone through with those injuries.
Yep.
Really thought they had a special team this year. And but they're battling back in that win. You could just hear it in his voice how much that meant for his
You
kids.
Look at the two teams that they've lost to, South Central Calhoun. I think a dome contender, a serious dome contender in 1A, and you look at OABCIG, they're looking pretty special right now, too. They rolled by Cherokee tonight.
64-19.
The DeGene kid, he's pretty elite.
We saw him last year in basketball.
Yeah,
he's a talent. And I agree with you. I think both of those two teams, and you know, the scariest part with that South Central team, as Coach Case says, they got a lot to clean up yet.
The scariest part is I've known Coach for 16 years.
Nothing's ever been clean.
No. But this is the first year I've ever heard him actually talk about out to the public about how talented they are. Generally, like you said, he kind of sandbags a little bit. We like to tease him. But you know, and coaches do that. It's a coach thing.
I just tease him because we know him so well.
Absolutely, you know, and he's a great guy. But what I still remember when they were just Southern Cal and they won the state championship one year, and they're bringing back almost everybody the next year, Greg Meyer and all those guys, and Keelan Richardson and that just wonderfully talented team. And I saw him at the Shrine game up in Ames, and I was talking to him, and his conversation with me was this: Jeff, our non-district schedule is really tough. We're going to be lucky if we go 1-2 in the non-districts. And if that's the case, we may not make the playoffs with our schedule this year. Our district's just going to be loaded. And they went undefeated and won the state title again. So
that's his mentality.
Absolutely. And I think for a coach, that's the mentality. You can't look by anybody, kind of things. But for him to come out this year and say, we're too deep at every position and we don't drop off any when I sub guys in, when he says that to me in my preseason interview with him, that tells me that he knows he's got something pretty special up there this year.
I went down on the field with him that very first game, and I've never seen him so calm.
Yeah.
You know, you see a calmness in him.
Yep.
But
it's probably because he didn't run Relay Iowa this last year.
That's true. You guys didn't kill him. But, you know, I look at that defense, and I think that's where it's coming from. He is so fast and so tough, and they gang tackle so well. I mean, how many points have they given up on the year? It's got to be almost single digits.
Yeah, what was it, 6 to Kemper?
What did they give up
to ESAC County? You did
touchdown?
That game, one touchdown. So,
and
yeah.
Nothing tonight. So
and 12. Nothing tonight, so 12 points. 12 and the one against ESAC, was that an offensive? Or did ESAC?
That was late
in the game.
Late in the game, yeah.
Okay, and that wasn't against the starters.
I'm not sure they got it.
So
it's 6 or 12, but I mean that to me is the calmness, is that defense. I mean, I have never seen a defense fly around like I've seen them.
Physical, fast, both sides of the football, and then you can either go full house tee and say, okay, we're going to run it down your throat, try and stop us. Oh, okay, that's not working the way we want it. Okay, now we're going to spread you out, and we're going to get our athletes in space, and we're just going to pick you apart and let our athletes make plays in space. They're one of the rare teams that can do that.
Well, as Lonnie said, your offense can struggle because nobody's scoring on your defense
right
now. I mean,
right.
They're just that good. Coon Rapids Baird.
Well, that's a good win.
You know, we said earlier in the year that was one of my sleeper teams. That, you know, if they got on a roll, and I told Coach Moore, I think they're on a roll.
They're just big and they're physical. Yeah.
They're, you know, that's a Woodbine team that we
I haven't
all
had a chance to look. I know you got the same text I did. What did Eagle have tonight?
Hold on a second. Actually, I don't trust. I was telling Coach
Moore. I guess I didn't get to hear you guys. I heard some of your interview with Coach Moore on the way back, but I didn't hear you actually talk about Eagle. So last week, 266.
44 carries, 313 yards.
Wow.
4 TDs, 3 tackles, 2 tackles, fumble recovery.
So. Yeah. And you know, give him a lot of credit. But when I was talking to guys down there last week at the volleyball tournament, they talked about the fact that he was getting 5 yards before the defense was getting to him last week in that game against New Alfonda. So that tells you that the guys up front, the Hogs down there in the line of scrimmage, they're doing their job and they're opening some holes. He's a great running back. I'm not taking
away from him.
But yeah, but those guys up front, and they're big this year. They're really,
and
really
they're
big.
Healthy.
Yes.
I think, you know, that's the one thing they've struggled with, the health side.
Great athletes and size. Those things go well together.
In Audubon, you know that game right there could be a fun one. That one's going to be.
You throw them two, and then Caminita probably still
Caminita's
in that mix.
In there, yeah.
You know, you can't count out Glidden or Exira after losses tonight, but
they're
now kind of fighting uphill
a little bit. I look at Glidden, Ralston, and Arweaven. I think those are two. You know, with Glidden's injuries that they've had, and Arweaven, I think those are two young teams now that are kind of learning the way. And I think Coach Lynn said that they didn't quite respond the way he wanted them to.
And I still think
those are going to be good teams.
Yeah.
By the end
and
of the
don't
year.
Count Woodbine out yet. They get a shot at Audubon next week. With that offense, they're going to score points and they're going to be in a lot of ball games.
We saw last week, they put 50 on Coon Rapids Baird, and then you turn around, and you look at New Alfonda, and they put a thumping on tonight. So. You know, that tells you that Coon Rapids Baird probably is a little better than what people gave him credit for.
Well, absolutely. I asked somebody down there last week that, you know, we know well, and I said, good enough to get to the Dome, and he goes, I think we got a shot. So
I look down there. I think one of those two teams out of that district could probably have a good
tough one. Thing is, and Coach Burks has said it a lot, and if there's a guy that breaks down numbers, besides Cole Corson, if there's a guy that breaks down numbers and is constantly figuring things out, you know, about the potential playoffs, it's Sean Burks. That district is so loaded, they might be unlucky enough to only end up with one team out of there getting into the playoffs because they're going to beat each other up.
Was Coon Rapids Baird putting a whooping on Newell Fonda?
Right.
That opens up eyes. That'll help that district.
But the problem is point differential don't matter with the RPI. Final scores don't matter, so it's just a win. It's no different than a one point win. No, it's no different. So it doesn't help.
There's still some fingers over there that no Newell Fonda, and they see that one.
Well, yeah,
some things,
but if they're changing things over there, then they probably shouldn't be in the position that they're in, because if you're going to go off of a computer formula, then you got to use it.
We've seen that before. We were told they weren't going to be doing sister districts, and that came back too.
Yeah, I know.
Great night of football.
Yeah.
Let's look at next week. We haven't got
hard thing to believe, and I know John told me I was crazy when I brought this up a week ago. But you count week zero in there because we had teams to play. Yeah. We're 40% of the way done with the football season. Next week at this time next Friday, we're halfway through the high school football season. Can you believe that?
Wow, that's great.
Halfway through. We're 5 weeks out of the 10 regular season weeks. After next week, we'll be 5 weeks done.
I'm halfway to a vacation.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Actually, halfway started to get in the winter sports.
Let's go with next week. You got Fort Dodge at Carroll High, pregame at 7, okay. Kickoff 7:30. You have that call.
Okay.
Coach McCullough was happy that you weren't going to be down there with him. Kemper is going to be at Denison Schleswig, who had a really nice win tonight.
Okay. Is that Nick over there?
Pregame 6:30, kickoff at 7, KIKD, and that's going to be
and that
on.
might be a 7 o'clock, 7:30 one,
they
too.
They might change that
yep,
one. Yep,
yep. That's at Denison. That might be a 7 o'clock, 7:30.
So that'll be Tom Hall Cap. And then ESAC County and IKM Manning, that's a pregame at 6:30.
And I think 7. Nate's back in action. And Nate Wall going to have that
Wall.
One.
Other games, South Central Calhoun's going to be at Southeast Valley. Harris Lake Park at Arweva. Audubon at Woodbine, that'll be a must-see game. Coon Rapids Baird at Boyer Valley, that's not an easy game as well. Then Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton at Glidden, I think that's a really good game. I think
that is too.
I think next week is going to be one. I think I'm off. I can go see whatever I want to see next week.
You even just jumped back 5 years in that Glidden, Exira, Elkhorn, Kimbleton was two of the top four teams in the state
that
playing each other a lot
a dome
of times.
Game.
Yeah,
that was
absolutely.
A dome game, so. Really good games next week. I mean, that's,
yeah.
You could take your pick and go to any one of those and really have a really nice night to watch.
Absolutely, yeah. That's kind of one of the things Terry and I were talking about on the way back. Sometimes you almost wish you weren't an announcer because, not that you don't want to go and cover the game that you're at, but there's other good games. It'd be, sometimes you're like, man, it'd be nice to go to that game, but you can't because you're scheduled. Are you?
I don't have anything on the
You don't schedule. Have anything?
I okay. am absolutely free as
You a might end up being a color guy.
Terry, want to go somewhere, doesn't
Well,
he?
No, but,
oh.
you know, we...
Oh, with Nate, you mean?
Yeah, you never know.
See, I didn't.
You
I
never
didn't
know.
Plan on that. I was thinking about going messing around. I was looking at some other games. I think that Coon Rapids, Baird, Boyer Valley.
I think Coon rolls in that one. I don't think Boyer Valley's okay, but I just don't think they'll match up very well against Coon Rapids.
Audubon Woodbine's going to be a slugfest. That one, if you want to watch hard hitting football, that's going
to
be a fun game to watch.
That would be the game to go to. Yeah, absolutely.
Mind. You never know.
That's a little longer drive. You get over in that Boyer Valley area though. You're getting back into my neck of the woods. You sure you want to be over there?
No, there's too many Huskers over there. You guys eat fish at tailgate.
Absolutely. Go Big Red.
Yeah. Who do you guys got this? Oh, you got
We got Northern Illinois. That's not going to be an easy one.
That's not a good team to play.
I know
my feelings on that.
Absolutely.
I hate playing those guys. They're pesky.
I don't coach football, but I've been around sports long enough. I don't look past anybody. Past anybody.
Well, I think Lonnie's got us another one there, so we'll take a quick break. Just going to help me set the computer up here, and we will have more of the New Way Forward Scoreboard Show after this.
Hey all, football season is here, so grab your seat cushion and join us at the field. We at Roselle Mutual know how to tackle those insurance questions. Turn over your insurance to us, and our skilled team of agents will help protect your future. Roselle Mutual and Grinnell Mutual are proud supporters of all of our local athletes. Stop by today or give us a call at 792-4525.
Insuring what's important to you, Roselle Mutual.
Hi, this is Dean Wallace. When the pros give it 110%, they need something stronger than water to rehydrate them. Gatorade is packed with electrolytes and carbohydrates to replenish your body fast. From the pros, to high school athletes, to the weekend athlete, Gatorade supports the next generation of sports stars. Pepsi Beverages Company of Carroll and Gatorade are proud to support all area athletics.
Joining us right now on the Scoreboard Show is head coach for the IKM Manning Wolves, Tom Casey, and they fall tonight to the South Central Calhoun Titans 31-0. Coach, tough loss for you tonight. You know you're going up there against a good program, but you fall short tonight. Why don't you give us just a little bit of overview of how things started this evening?
Sure thing. As you said, you know, South Central Calhoun has a very good football team. Coach Case has a great program up there. You know, does it the right way and always has them ready to play. And they got off to a pretty quick start. Three scores in the first quarter. And we got off to a slow start. It just took a little bit for the guys to get their bearings and get ready to go here. But as I said, South Central, Kevin come out and really ran the ball well, had some good field position at times and took advantage of it. So first score came at about the 8-minute mark, 36-yard drive, six plays. Cole Corey took it in on a nine-yard run. And then I think it was McAllister scored on a long run of 61 yards with about 4 minutes left in the first quarter. Had a couple of guys in the right spot, but missed tackles. And he was able to get it into the end zone. Another score in the first quarter. Another long run again, a couple of missed tackles. And we were getting guys in the right spot, but we just weren't finishing the play. So that ends up in some, oftentimes, scores. So, 42-yard run for a touchdown there. And that put them up 21-0 at the end of the first quarter. Guys started playing a little better, in the second quarter. South Central Calhoun got one more score on the board at 9-minute mark. 3-yard run again by the quarterback Cole Corey, and PAT good. So we went up in 28-0 at half. So we were really struggling offensively. We were unable to really be consistent. Get anything established. And we were really having problems with linebackers shooting gaps and getting into the backfield, really disrupting things. So it's certainly something we need to work on.
And, Coach, sound like the second half, they only put 3 points on you. Was that maybe some adjustments that you made for your guys, or were they able to be filling those positions where you need them at that time and start wrapping up on the tackles?
Well, we just challenged the kids to continue to compete each play, and play fast, play hard, don't doubt themselves, and just play for two more quarters as hard as they could play. And I felt that they did that. Sometimes it's easy just to, throw the towel in, but I thought the kids competed extremely hard the second half, and we were tackling better. We were getting into a good spots a little quicker, and we made a few more plays, no doubt about it. And we need to build on that, and hopefully we can. But offensively, we have some things that we need to clean up, and the O-line really has to, just decide that they're going to get some things cleaned up and do it the right way.
And, Coach, next week you host ESAC County at home, a big game on 93.7 KKRL. What's some of the things that you might be having your guys focus on this week in preparation to try to get your first victory next Friday?
Right. Well, one of our challenges, to be honest with you, the three teams we've played have all played really different offenses. So, you know, we've had to really prepare for something different each week. And this one that's going to be no different. Esacks runs a unique offense with somewhat of a pistol look at times, a lot of shotgun, a lot of motion. So it's going to be a little different than what we've seen. So it's just going to be a week of good prep, you know, studying tape and being sure that everyone's on the same page with the responsibilities as to, you know, what they have when they see certain motion and what zone coverage we're in and just a lot of things like that we're getting better at and we're recognizing sooner. And I think we've seen some improvement. I know it's hard to maybe think that or say that when you get beat 31-0, but I did think some of the young kids are starting to get the picture of what a varsity game is like and what the game is going to be. And hopefully we can continue to improve.
And, Coach, as always, I want to appreciate taking the time to join us here on the New Way 4 Scoreboard Show this evening, and best of luck next Friday in your matchup.
You bet. And we appreciate the coverage.
Yeah, all right. And everybody, again, that was Head Coach Tom Casey, the ICAM Manning Wolves, as they fall short tonight, South Central Calhoun 31-0.
Welcome back to the New Way 4 Scoreboard Show. Jeff Honey, Lonnie Miller, and we got a special guest on the phone, Coach Peterson. How are you, sir?
I'm good, Jeff. How are you guys?
Well, probably better than you. I wasn't in Minnesota tonight.
Yeah?
So, long road trip. Thank you for putting up with us this late. But you took a young crew, up to West Bend Mallard, and probably not the night you wanted, but tell us how that game started out for you.
Yeah, I think that's safe to say. You know, we've been very similar in the past few games in that, you know, our first quarters usually go fairly well. It was that way against Woodbine last week. I think we were down one score, 21-14 or something like that. And this week was no different, 20-12 after the first. And then, you know, we just kind of stopped executing, number one. Number two, youth plays a role into it a little bit. But as we get into these weeks and get into the season, you know, we can't keep leaning on that either. We did a nice job of moving the ball through the air. Cooper Cook to Will Regala really in the first quarter. I think they had two touchdown connections. We might have ran one of them in. But they threw for over 100 to each other in that first quarter. And then, we were playing without Damon Ehlers tonight. He banged up his ankle against Woodbine. And he's kind of our other big offensive weapon. And West Bend Mallard did a nice job of really focusing on Will with Damon being out. And they kind of bottled him up. And we just didn't really have anywhere else to go. So, like you said, a young team, and then there's going to be a learning curve here, and we're still experiencing it here in week three.
Well, and I think you brought that up. I mean, you have some a nice nucleus there to work around. You have offensive weapons. You actually have some size up front. But boy, when you have somebody nicked up, you're not deep, and I think that hurts you probably the most, doesn't it?
It does. To say that we're not deep is a pretty big understatement. We padded up 14 kids tonight. There's not a lot as we look out there, and maybe we are having some execution issues. You know, when we turn around, there isn't 15 or 20 faces looking back at us. So, and then you got, you know, you factor in freshmen into that mix too. But the kids are learning, and the biggest thing right now is improvement. We've got three freshmen out, and we have two sophomores that we play quite a bit who actually didn't play last year. So, you know, truly we're looking at five freshmen, and then, you know, with the class that we graduated, they stole most of the playing time last year, you know. So with our numbers being down as they were last year, when we look back on some things, probably what hurt us the most is, you know, when you don't have numbers and you have a large senior class, you can't play JV games. So the experience that sometimes you get is just kind of in some scrub minutes at the end of some of those varsity games. And unfortunately, that's kind of what we have this year with some of our kids who were freshmen last year. The only real time they got was at the end of a blowout or something like that last year. So they're getting real live experience on the go right now, and When, you know, we look at our backfield, Cooper Cook, Damon Ehlers, and Will Regaler, all three of them are sophomores. So, you know, we're learning. You know, some lessons are a little more painful than others, but I think we're progressing and they're showing improvement.
Well, Coach, I know it's not the result you want on the scoreboard, but some of these teams like this, when they're young and they're learning, I find the most rewarding to coach. I mean, it's you watch them improve, you watch them make gains, you know what you have for the future. Watching these kids, I to me, I see them improving all the time. That has to be fun to coach.
It is, and you're right. I mean, I think that's kind of where you get to determine how good of a coach you are too. At times, you know, I don't know. I didn't do a very good job with my assistant with Darren Shirky. He only produced two boys for me, so
I'm not sure we want to do too much more.
We ran out of those kids, so those are the easy ones. You know, those are the easy years when you got kids like that. But you're right; it is really rewarding when you see those things. And you know, the biggest thing too with a team like this, and especially when you kind of know going into some of these games, you're going against juniors and seniors that are pretty impressive physically, and keeping spirits up. You know, we've talked about that as a staff quite a bit. We've got to make sure we keep the spirits of these kids up. You know, we only have one senior. And Dalton Ehlers, who does a fantastic job leading for us, but it can be really easy to get discouraged when we're moving on 3 weeks of some rough games, you know, and heading into our district, it's going to get tough too. So we've got to be able to keep spirits up. We've got to be able to stay healthy too, obviously. So it really limits what we do on a weekly basis in practice. You know, we can't unfortunately pat them up and go shoulder to shoulder in practice because we just don't have that luxury of the numbers. So, you know, that's one of our biggest goals, like you talked about. We're looking for improvement, trying to find improvement, and then keeping the kids' spirits up as we move through the season.
Well, you look at that non-conference that you had last year, and it was rough, and you had a whole bunch of seniors kind of fall right back into that this year, and you go to Harris Lake Park, and that's not an easy task next week at all. Well, I guess they're coming to you, but at least you're home, but it's still, you know, they had a nice win again tonight as well.
They did. You know, when I see the Harris Lake Park team, really, and I think about where they were at last year, it's very similar to where we're at this year. Playing a lot of young kids. You know, I talked to Coach Gunderson up there about that. He said the same thing last year. You know, they kind of, I don't know if you want to call it a rebuilding year or whatever, but they had lost a great group, and they were playing a lot of young kids last year, and they took their lumps too. And that's just kind of the cycle of things, and really in some of the small schools, that's kind of the way it goes. And they've got a really good team this year. Like you said, they won big again, and they've got a lot of talented kids. So, you know, we know we're going to have our work cut out for us, but it'll be that way week in and week out. You know, you look at the schedule and you see names like Newell Fonda and Remsen St. Mary's and Kingsley Pearson. You know, we realize it, and we realized the last year, it's going to be a difficult district. You know, not to say that these others aren't, because, you know, had we been in the local district here, it's every bit as difficult with Audubon and Glidden and Coon and all of those teams. So, you know, the biggest thing is I talked with Mark a little bit about this last week on the scoreboard show, is when you have young teams, getting consistent execution is really what you strive for, but it's usually what you struggle with the most. We look really good in spurts at times, but we just can't execute consistently right now. And that's kind of, as we move on, we want to push into that second quarter, third quarter, fourth quarter, instead of just kind of having that execution the first quarter. So, you know, we'll continue to do some things in practice and like I said, work on the spirits and things like that, kids building confidence with the kids and look to extend the way we do things and continuously execute at a high level.
Well, Jeff Blankman, I just had a chat about, I think you and Glidden are kind of in the same ballpark. You got some young kids playing and, you know, both of your coaching staffs are really good. I look for both of you guys to be really dangerous, towards that end of the season when those kids, you know, finally kind of figured out. It's going to click with them and, it's going to be hard to deal with when they finally figure that out.
Yeah, you know, and that's what we strive for. And like you said, I think that's a good comparison too over there. And, obviously Coach Lynch and I have a really good relationship, working together through football and then through education too. So I know he does a great job over there. And, you know, so like you said, it's about that improvement, hitting your stride toward the end of the year. I can remember Coach Moore down at Coon Rapids there. I had talked with him at the end of last year. You know, they kind of struggled a little bit last year. But, you know, one of the things that he talked about was he thought they were playing their best ball at the end of the year. And that's exactly what you want, regardless of where you finish your year. You know, and I take a look at the job he's done down there this year and a fantastic job with those kids that he had returning for him. And that's what you hope for. You know, you hope to keep their spirits up. You hope to end the year on a high note. You carry some of that momentum going into the next year. So, you know, we're week to week right now, you know, focusing on Harris Lake Park for this week and getting better against them.
Well, Coach, thanks for hanging on. First of all, did you recover from all those Tootsie Rolls I hit you with at the parade the other day?
Yeah. So it's not just the kids that's banged up. After the ones that's going to the parade, I had to do some icing, too.
I forgot that I could throw like that. That old chicken wing came out pretty good.
I was surprised. I wasn't expecting that of you.
I know.
When I saw Blankman in the passenger side and I got hit with a Tootsie Roll, I knew it probably had to be you. I didn't know who else it would be.
So. Yeah, I had ice down, but I gave it up for you.
Well, I appreciate it. I need a little sugar anyway. Yeah.
Well, Coach, thanks for sticking with us. You had a long road trip and a tough game, but you know, keep those spirits up on those kids and you as well, and we'll talk to you more on the New Way Ford Scoreboard Show.
You bet. Thanks a lot, guys.
Yeah, good luck next week, Coach.
As Coach Peterson with our Weave and Lawn, one of the class guys, but all of our coaches here are class. I mean, to call in, we've had some that had really big wins, some that had tough losses, but all of them call in tonight and more than gracious with their time, and we want to thank them for that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I appreciate all of them being able to talk with us, and it's neat to always hear them talking about, you know, their games, what they need to do, what they need to work on, stuff like that. That's really valuable information. It's good to hear that from those coaches.
Well, one in the books, bud. They let us back in here. We'll see if we
still have my voice tonight. We're still awake.
I think we're on the schedule for this one more time, aren't we?
Yeah.
And we'll see if we get fired. But great night. We thanks for listening on KCIM 1380, KCIM 95.1 FM. Also on Kick 106.7, KIKD. Carroll Lake City. I got to remember to turn that one off so we don't stream both ways. But, you know, for Jeff Blankman coming in, for all the coaches, Nick Brinks, everybody shooting the scores, Chris Pivastorf, you know, all the people that tweeted at us, Angie McCullough, the Coon Rapids people, everybody that helped us do our job by getting us that information, I want to thank you. And it's been fun.
We appreciate it.
We got
another
one coming up, so you and I maybe, if we don't get fired tonight, we'll come back here in a couple weeks.
See if we can do it again.
Hope Nathan enjoys his wedding tomorrow on the Cy-Hawk game. For my partner over there, Mr. Lonnie Miller, says Jeff Honnold, saying thanks for listening to the New Way Ford Scoreboard Show.
Small businesses strive on local community support. Hi, this is Kyle Bauer, General Manager at New Way Ford in Coon Rapids. I am personally asking you to shop local and support local businesses so we can, in return, help support the communities we are all part of, returning your tax dollars to the communities that we all live in. Good luck to all players from New Way Ford.